The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. You might be thinking, didn't we just hear this yesterday? Yes, we did. Part of this was part of yesterday's gospel. But, you know, in the church, we have two different cycles for our readings. We have the Sunday cycle of readings. That's a three-year cycle. So every 3 years, we repeat the same reading. All the readings change. And usually, those cycles are called cycle A, B, and C. And the major, you know, gospel readings are taken from one of the gospels. So cycle A, we hear from the Gospel of Matthew, cycle B from the Gospel of Mark, and cycle C from the Gospel of Luke. And the Gospel of John is inserted among all these three cycles. For example, during the Easter season, we hear a lot from the Gospel of John. On certain feast days, we hear from the Gospel of John. The weekday reading, we have a two-year cycle. And the cycles follow whether it's an odd year or an even year because they just repeat after each year. And on the Gospels, we hear the same Gospels in the weekday cycle because the Gospels are much smaller in content than the Old Testament. So the first reading will change from year to year, and they call cycle one and cycle two, but the Gospels stay the same. Now, what we call this book that we read from is not the Bible. We call it a lectionary. So these are the lectionary readings because they're taken from the Bible but arranged in different ways. And as I mentioned, from the four Gospels, they're all written at different times and for different purposes. Yesterday's reading from the Gospel of Luke, today from the Gospel of Matthew. The first gospel written was the Gospel of Mark, written around in the 70 AD, which is about 35 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. Then the Gospels of Matthew and Luke were written about 10 years later, and everything in the Gospel of Mark is almost 90% contained on those two Gospels. So Matthew and Luke used the material from the Gospel of Mark, but then added other stories, other sayings of Jesus. They had other sources, which both of them included, but also there's certain events or sayings of Jesus that's only we can find them in one of those gospels. For example, the parable of the prodigal, you know, son, that's only found in Luke. And John is the last gospel written in about 90 AD, almost 10 years later. And John takes a different approach to the Gospels. He doesn't like narrate the story of Jesus going from Galilee to Jerusalem like the first three Gospels do. It's more a theological Gospel. He takes certain events, arranges them in a certain way to, you know, explain certain beliefs, theological beliefs for his community. All of these Gospels are not eyewitness Gospels in the sense that people were not writing them when these events happened. Like I said, the earliest gospel was written 35 years later. So what happened in between those times? What happened in those 35 years? We have what we call in the Catholic Church the oral tradition. People were telling the stories. The apostles were telling the stories to their communities, to their disciples. And for the first 35 years, till the Gospel of Mark was written, it was the word of mouth. That's how the gospel spread. That's how people will know the stories, what Jesus said, what Jesus did, his miracles. They were telling the stories. And the inspiration of the Holy Spirit has been part of this whole process, not just when the Gospels were written, but as the people were telling the stories and people saying, yes, that's what we, how we experience Jesus in our lives. That's how it developed over the years till they were written and then they were edited and then they were put together as the Gospels that we have today. And when today you sit and you hear the Gospel or the other parts of the Bible, you're also under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to hear what the Holy Spirit wants you to hear, what pertains to you, how it impacts your own life, because we're all here, have different weeks, have different, you know, we are different places in our lives. We have our different struggles, problems, joys. But when the priest gives the homily, we also believe that's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that the priest speaks to the whole community. There's many things that we can talk about in any gospel or first reading or second reading. And a lot of times it's like, you know, which one should I talk about? And sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us to a certain topic, to focus on a certain theme and share that with the people. So just like the Holy Spirit inspired the evangelists, the writers of the gospel to write down some of the things that Jesus said and did, today, that Holy Spirit is still active in leading us to follow Jesus. Because the way we follow Jesus today is through his words. He's not on earth that we can go and walk with him and go wherever he's going. But he continues to lead us by his words that he gives to us every day and every Sunday.